Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and we want to continue on in a message I began this week, The Delight of the Lord. But before I do that, I just sense the Spirit of the Lord wants to minister to you. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, My beloved, I am your God, and I have brought you thus far. Shall I not complete the work that I started in you, says your God? I would have you to be at peace. Even this day, I would encourage your heart to look, keep your eyes fastened upon me. Keep your eyes and your face set as a flint upon the path that I have you. For I shall direct your path. You shall not be turned aside. You shall not fall down. You shall not be turned aside, but you shall follow in the path that I have ordained for thee. And I will give you new hope and new vision and encouragement. Even this day would I stir hope and trust in your heart. Beloved, I speak about a place in the Spirit of God where you shall be at peace, where you shall understand things that you have not understood up to this point. Things that have been hidden from you, you will have illumination and understanding. You will know in a new measure and in a new way the depth and the greatness of my love for you. You will comprehend in a way that you need to fear no evil, for I am with you, that I would bring you into a place of security in me, a place of safety, a place where you would be free from fear and anxiety and worry. Worry about the future. Worry about the things that the world is in fear and desperation over. For you are not of this world. I have called you out. And I have called you as my very own, that you might delight yourself in me and that I would delight myself in you. And what would delight my heart is that your loving surrender to my dealings in your life, that I will lead you in a sure way. I would never deceive. I will show you the right thing, the right path, the right way. And I will lead you in that path of righteousness for my very name's sake and for my glory. So rest in me, and even this day receive the anointing and the virtue of the Holy Spirit of God flowing to you to give you that empowerment and that enabling and that which you have desired in me, that lack which you have felt in your soul and you've cried out to me, receive even now, says the Lord, for I give abundantly, beyond, above, and of all that you could ask or think. I will impart to you all that you have need of as you believe me, as you trust me, and as you praise and thank me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Oh, Lord, that is our cry. Lord, is that not our prayer? Is that not our need? Regardless of where we are in our walk with you, Lord, whether we've served you for decades or whether we're just beginning this adventure, Lord, you know that the things that we need, and you're a wonderful teacher. You're a gracious Father. You know what to provide us with at the time in which we need it. And so, Father, I thank you that as you give truth to us, that we are able to savor that truth and to meditate upon it and to apply that truth. And as we do that, Lord, then there's a higher ground. There's new understanding, a new revelation that comes. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing this work as you spoke through the gift of prophecy, Father, Lord, that you will accomplish this work because, Lord, If we ask anything in your name, in the will of God, we know that you hear us. And Father, we know these things are the will of God. And that is our request, Father. Even as the word of the Lord came to David, and it was told him what would happen to his house, how God would bless it, he prayed that very prayer, that the things that the prophet of the Lord declared to him, he declared, Lord, that you would bring it to pass. And so, Father, we pray the very things that you spoke to us right now will be accomplished in our lives to the glory and in the name of that name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Well, we're going to continue on in this message, the delight of the Lord. And we know that the word tells us that Jesus is the light, and we're to walk in the light as he is the light. In that first chapter of the Gospel of John, he writes that the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. Darkness cannot withstand the light of his presence. You know, that's even true in the natural. If you go into a dark room, you shut the door behind you, it's totally dark. If it's a sealed room, it's totally dark. You can't see anything. But if you turn on that light switch, all of a sudden, everything is brilliantly exposed to light. It's artificial, but nonetheless, you're able to see. Well, if that's true in the natural, how much greater is that truth evident and realized in the realm of the spirit? Darkness, demonic darkness, cannot withstand the light of his presence. That's why the demons cried out, "We know who you are. You're Jesus, the Son of God." They could not bear. They begged they wouldn't be tormented before the time. They knew who he was. A lot of people don't know who Jesus was, but the demons never had any problem knowing who Jesus was. Did you notice that as you read the Word of God? But what God wants to do today in our lives, for you, for me, is to make us fully aware of not only what he's provided, but the potential, the unlimited potential we have in God. He wants to make you fully you. Does that make sense? In other words, the unique way he created you, we know from science, there's no fingerprints the same. We are such, every one of us is a unique individual human being. And not only are we physically different, we are emotionally, psychologically, gifts and talents, just like snowflakes. Everyone is different. So God is a God of variety. He is not limited. There are multiplied species and forms of life in the earth. There are an untold number of stars, solar systems. He is so vast. He is so big. We can't get our heads around him. But he's made you unique, and he wants you to understand that God has a plan for your life. He has you on his the potter's wheel, and he's fashioning and forming you. His hands are very gentle, but he's creating you into that image, that vessel of honor and glory that he has designed you to be from before the foundation of the world. Now, he decreed, it was his plan that you should be alive in this hour and in this time of day, but he knew you way back then. And so trust me, if he knew you then, he's got a plan for you, and he is well able to accomplish and fulfill it. Now, this person that you are to be, when the Father looks at us, he sees the righteousness of Jesus. We see all of our mistakes. We see all of our problems. We see all the ways that we fall short. But the Father sees the perfected. He's not blind. He knows where we're at right now. But he sees the work that's going to be fully accomplished. And when we see him, we shall see him as he is, for we shall be like him. Praise God. And so this process, this sanctification, this maturing, it's not going to come through your mental labor, brother and sister. Peace of mind, peace in your spirit, peace in your heart. How does that come? It's not through your efforts, but it comes through the anointing and the breathing of the Holy Spirit of God on you. As you surrender your spirit to the Holy Spirit, you then will be able to experience his abundant life to overflowing. Now, I can hear someone asking, wouldn't it be nice if we could have it all at once? Why don't you just do it, God? Do it. Well, because we couldn't take it all at once. Just like in the natural world, plants, trees, they all grow according to their pattern. They don't shoot up overnight. Well, bamboo's a pretty good exception. I guess that grows extremely fast. Nonetheless, it's in these stages as we grow. A lot of things, a lot of processes are going on in the natural realm, so in our own spirit. And so he doeth all things well. He doesn't want us to grow up immediately overnight. Just as a natural child, there's a process. You know, they cry, they begin to speak words, then they begin to crawl, then they learn how to walk. So it's a process with us spiritually, so don't be impatient. You couldn't handle it if God did it all at once. So, as one writer said, God's creative work is not to entertain us, but to inspire us. And that's why I've been sharing on this broadcast. There's unlimited potential. There's reason to have hope and excitement in this adventure that God has you on. As God works in our lives, and as the Holy Spirit works in the area of our mind, to have that mind of Christ, to be not conformed to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind and our spirit. We've been translated out of that kingdom of darkness, where darkness dwells, into the kingdom of light. We then are transformed from creatures of defeat to more than conquerors. We are overcomers in Jesus. And beloved, instead of accepting that dry and barren place you may feel like you're in right now, or you possibly will come to face, we all face those times in our Christian walk, you can call on him to quench your thirst in that barren place. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and to see thy glory, so as we have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. Oh beloved, I could go on and on, but my broadcast, this time is coming to an end, and I must terminate this broadcast, not without an invitation to catch me the next time, which will be next week, as we continue on in this message. If at any point you miss a broadcast, want to rehear it, I invite you to go to our website, unveiledchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast, listen anytime at your convenience. I love you. I pray for you every day. I thank you for your prayer support, your financial support. Know that not a day goes by that I do not remember my UCM partners, as well as my radio family. If the Holy Spirit's moving on you, you better obey him. He's got a reason for doing it. And should you email, I invite you to include your mailing address so that I can respond to you personally through the Ministry of Correspondence. Otherwise, I'll confirm receipt, and of course, I will pray. I love you, and until next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.